It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, August 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Giant hacking conference DEF CON just wrapped up in Las Vegas. The purpose of DEF CON, one stated motto, is hack everything. That's according to Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos, who is our man on the ground there. When we called Chester, he was trying to find a spot where his cell phone actually functioned. Many of the workshops at DEF CON this year were about disrupting mobile phones and tablets, and those workshops were, well, working. Chester was with another group trying to find a new place to hang out, the Smokers. That's because the smoking area was taken over by a bunch of other hackers who were using technology to try and get their beers cold as fast as possible.
Currently, they're holding the beer chilling contest there to see who can make beer coldest fastest. And there was some flammable refrigerants involved, so they asked the people with lighters to move a little further down the walkway.
So what are some of the things that you're excited about or that seem to sort of be bubbling up beyond, super chilled beer?
Well, from a technical perspective, I think a big focus of a lot of folks here is on mobile, from hacking the devices into doing really cool things like using them on remotely operated vehicles as monitoring tools and turning on the webcams as spy cams. There's a lockpick village here where people can learn how to pick locks and how locks work. It's the single largest gathering of the most creative people with technical skills anywhere in the world, where you can collaborate and share ideas so that we can all walk away a little smarter and hopefully all be able to do our jobs a little better in the end.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos and a good friend of the show. Chester, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
One of the world's first and most ambitious massively multiplayer online computer games is getting a giant makeover. Sony's EverQuest Next is a relaunch of the game EverQuest that first started way back in 1999 and is still going. So what's EverQuest Next all about? I headed across Manhattan to ask Dave Georgeson, director of development for the game. Georgeson talked for a long time about the game's relaunch. He showed me slides of characters and how the game's new environment is endlessly alterable. Georgeson says every element you touch can be interacted with. Gamers can also build their own fortresses and forests with new software. I asked him if EverQuest Next would have a mobile element. He said not yet, but...
You can just safely assume that we're thinking about it a lot.
What are the challenges for a game like EverQuest? There are probably a lot of new gamers who don't know that it exists.
One of the things we're hoping for here with this particular game is that we achieve a real serious critical mass. Because once you achieve a critical mass, it feeds itself, and you don't have to worry about that anymore. Everybody wants to play the hot new cool game. And we are certainly bringing a lot to the table that nobody's ever seen before. So if this fails, it's entirely our fault.
So it's an if you build it, they will come.
It is, kind of. I mean, that's the way every game is, especially when you're free to play. If we don't sing and dance real well, you don't throw coins.
Dave, thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
And while we're talking games, here's one that's a little more heady. iWire was created in a lab at MIT. You don't get to be a dwarf in this one. You get to be a neuroscientist. Of course, it's a lot easier than the real thing. You're taking sections of the brain and coloring them in like a coloring book. And your gameplay data actually gets used by scientists trying to understand how the brain interacts with vision. If that's not a good excuse to play, I don't know what is. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.